third pack of Trumas, Mishnah Ches. This Mishnah telling us the Chiddush. We learned in the beginning of the Masechta that even though the classic proclamation of Truma and Maaser is when somebody proclaims it out loud, but if a person thinks in his mind that I'm making this Truma, that also works. It can be Mafish Truma in your Machshava. Even so, if you thought one thing and you said something that contradicts your thought, it does not take effect. That's the Chiddush of Mishnah. So I'm discovering the Truma Bama Maaser. The person was planned to say this should be Truma, and his thought, he wants to say this is Truma, and by accident he inadvertently said this is Maaser. Or Maaser Bama Truma, the other way around, he wants to say this is Maaser, and by accident he said this is Truma. Oyla Bama Shlomi, he wants to say this Koven, in his mind he wants to say this is an Oyla, and by accident he got distracted and he said it's Shlomi. Bad intention, or Shlomi Bama Oyla, he wants to say this Koven to Shlomi, and by accident he said it's Oyla. Shein Nichus Bama Zev, Bama Zev, he said, I'm making a nether not to go into this house, and by accident he specified a different house. Shein an enemy Zev, Bama Zev, also, he was saying, I don't want to be Nana from Ruvain, and for some reason, he by accident said Shimon, which he was not intending to say. Loi Omakrum. All these cases, his proclamation has no effect. Should actually appease the Levi Shovim, because you have to have what you said and what you wanted to say have to be the same. There's a contradiction between the two, and your statement is irrelevant. Not only that, but also your Machshava is not, does not work. We would say, well, it should work by your Machshava. But here, since he actually said something different than his Machshava, the two things don't two things contradict one another and does not take effect at all.